That's right. Ready and ready and ready. If there was a definition for ready, it would be Tammy Reese, the head coach at the University of Rhode Island. Great to see you, Tammy.
So good to see you, Debbie.
I mean, my face lights up, my body language changes, everything gets good, you know? Like, you're just that kind of person. You have that kind of influence.
I feel the same way when you see people that you love and respect, and you know, you don't get to see very often, you just get excited, you're happy. So it's always good to see you and always good to be on. Thank you for having me.
Well, we love having you on Nothing But Net. So thank you for taking the time. Let's break it down a little bit. Like, are you on schedule? I mean, you put the world on notice with your upset over NC State at home in Reynolds. That's a big win. That's going to carry a lot of weight later.
You know, I think we thought maybe we're a little bit ahead of schedule right now. Last year it took a long time to get our team gel, but we did return a good core of our players. They may not have played huge minutes, but they knew our culture. They knew the way we did things, and retention is key when we build something on that. So the new pieces that came in, they're very good. And so we're a little bit ahead of schedule, and State really showed us what we were capable of doing when we play together a good 40 minutes. And, you know, we've been there in every game. Some games we pull out in the last 4 minutes and some we don't. Princeton would have been another great, huge win. And we were up 5 with like 4.5 to go and we couldn't pull it out. But we're right there. We're a much better team than we were last year. We've got a lot of offensive pieces and that's what we went and recruited. And so I'd say we're a little bit ahead of schedule.
So in this, what we call transactional world of women's basketball, men's basketball that we're dealing in, you know, that everything seems to be so transactional, yet culture is the first thing that you talk about. How do you blend it? Is it part of learning it once you get there? Or is it you already know in advance when you're picking through the portal or you're finding freshmen that they have to have a certain character?
You just said it. When I'm going through the portal and people are like, why do you always get people that are from conference? And I say, well, I've watched them for years. I know how they operate. I know what they do. I got a sense of who they are. Same thing with freshmen. We build relationships for 2 or 3 years with them. It's not, you know, highest bidder. I need talent and I go get it. I'm very real with the young ladies as well as like, listen, this is our culture. This is who I am. You have to understand with this money comes great responsibility. This is not, I'm just giving you this performance, responsibility, and this is how we do things. And if you can't do that, you can't come here. Don't come here. And so being honest with people, still, I think it goes a long way. We may lose people, but they don't belong here to begin with. And so finding, knowing who you are and what you're able to put up with and not put up with, and your culture of what your expectation is, and then just honesty with those people. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, it attracts the ones that are supposed to be here, and it weeds out the ones that you do not want anyway. And so I feel good about how we did things this year. I really do. And we brought the right people in, and they fit. We fit like this. Our kids love each other. They play for each other. And the most important thing, Debbie, is they're unselfish. You don't see 42-point scorers here, 40, 30, and the rest of the team doesn't do anything. On any given night, we got 5 or 6 people that it could be them. It could be
it's
your
more
team.
Fun.
Exactly. And we're a true team. And I enjoy that. And our kids love that. They don't mind being the one to make the pass that goes to the next person that the score happens. And I love that. I still relish that. And they play for each other. And that's why I think we've been so successful.
Communication. All right. The way you deliver it, how you deliver it, with the kind of body language that you deliver it with. I'm sure you've had to trim down your clear, concise communication in certain ways with certain people. I mean, you just cut to the chase like Tammy. I don't remember you ever having a lot of flowery language or, you know, beat around the bush kind of, if you will, cliche. I think it's more like what you just said. How important is that today with dealing with the young people to, you know, we talk about tough love, we talk about communicate, being honest and all that, but getting right to the point with them so that they feel it and they know that you ain't messing around.
Well, that's the key, is they have to understand who you are, not who your assistants are, not from day one, who am I playing for? Can I play for her? That is the key. And I got to know who you are. Can I coach you? And if we don't mesh, it's not going to work. And so being honest and upfront, listen, I will love you to death. And that's the most important thing. They got to know I care about them as human beings first and foremost. I love my players to death. I'll tell you when you're awesome. I'll tell you when you're crap. And it's the real. They know
yeah.
I do not BS with them. And we can have that real conversation. You know, coaches are like that. Dawn's like that. Gino's like that.
Yes.
And the kids nowadays, you know, there's no time to play around. There's no time. You can't get a kid here and you lied to them or they don't understand the real. It's never going to work. Mm-hmm. And so let's not waste time at all. We don't have time to waste. So let's just be honest with each other, you know, and that's how quick it has to happen now, especially with the portal.
USA basketball and your experience there. There's a strategy part that you learn because you get to experience a lot of different people and different situations. But there's also the intangible part of being with USA basketball and keeping it all organized so that you can come back with your own team and just implement things you like and just drill it down. I mean, that's the way I see you, Tammy. I see you taking all of this out here and then just going right here.
Well, the thing I learned most from USA basketball and working with so many different personalities, the players, is how to coach pros, how to listen to your players and your team. And 3x3, they coach themselves. You train them and you prepare them, but at some point you let go. And they have to be able to produce and coach on the fly. And it's really helped me with my team. That you can't control everything.
Aren't they all pros now anyway?
Pretty much. They should be.
Right?
And so trusting my players and letting them communicate to me, coach, no, I see this. Last game, for example, you know, I'm ready to call out a bounce play. We're only up 7, 4 minutes to go, crucial. Brooklyn Gray looks at me and goes, coach, no. 1-4 low Tar Heels. I'll get the ball to Palm. Don't worry. I mean, just looked at me. I said, oh my God,
do it. That's
an awesome call. Do it. Next one, coach, go line. I'll find the inbound fist palm or I'll get her in the backcourt. I can trust.
Yeah.
And it's okay not to control every little thing. And it's what 3x3 really, really taught me. And the other thing it taught me is to trust emotion. Your kids have to be able to read and react and let them play basketball. Stop calling 50 million sets and we put in motion this year. It's all 3x3 concepts. And let your kids play. Let them enjoy the game. Let them learn the game, how to read and react. And it's really affected our program here a great deal on how we do things now. And so I was just blessed that USA Basketball gave me that chance and really have to thank Jem Rosati for asking me to be an assistant coach. It was a pleasure working with her.
Yeah, she's a star, Jen Rosati. She's absolutely a star. So motivation and then drive. I think they're two kind of similar but different. You know, you can be motivated, but the drive comes, you know, and motivation. They both can come internally, but there can be some external forces that affect motivation. But drive comes from what you have right here. When people watch you, Tammy, you are so animated and energetic and full of joy. You coach that way. You can see it in the way you manage your team, the way you manage your sideline demeanor, all of that. How much is that just feel and naturally, organically comes out because you just absolutely love it? And how much of that are you thinking about, I'm really trying to be jacked up for this game so my team's jacked up?
You know, I was told once, you know, everything should be organic. You know, you should never try to be something you're not. And people feel that it's fake. It's
you can't help it. You can't help it.
No. When you love something with a passion and
yeah.
I love basketball more. So I love competing. It could be anything. It doesn't have to just, I love basketball, but it could be running, it could be training, it could be me and you doing free throw. It could be anything. That competitive fire is just who I am. It's why I'm in sports. It just is. Nothing gives you that competitive fire like sports. No matter how much I train or do little goals, this game gives me that joy and that passion. It fulfills my fire. And so when I'm on the sideline, and the second thing is, I hate losing more than I love winning. Mm-hmm. We could win and it's gone. I hate losing. It'll stay with me for years. National championship game against Tennessee in New Orleans. Yeah. I wake up some nights in a full sweat going
on that bad call.
When Dawn misses the, I replay it almost every day of my life. That's how much I hate losing. And so passion, you cannot fake that. That's me. When I'm on the sideline, you're going to get the real me. I can't. Now, there are times I understand I have to tone it down to really help my team, and I have to teach. I can't be crazy Tammy all the time. There are times I really have to say, guys, it's okay. And I have to bring myself down to be able to teach them and coach them and give them what they need. And so if anything, I have to tone it down. I never have to gear it up. I'm like that 24/7. I just am.
And this is why we love having you on our podcast, because I think part of what we do from a strategy standpoint is also humanizing the people that are in our game, the great personalities and characters that we have, the work ethic, all of it that comes together. And that's what I love about our game and the people in it is there's so many, and they're different, but there's so many people that do have a great passion for what we do. The A-10 this year, Tammy, it looks to me like it could be wide open. I mean, Richmond was picked. Maggie Dugan is outstanding. They've got a great team. But when you start looking and breaking it down, there's a lot of good teams and coaches in this league. Just kind of your treetop view of what we see in the A-10 so far.
You know, I picked the A-10 exactly the way the league picked it. I really did. I thought, you know, anyone who returned their best players and their core, obviously they've got a head start on everybody else because you know what you're getting in the league. And Richmond, George Mason, Davidson were my top picks. I mean, they have to be. And then I put us fourth because I thought we were going to be really good. And then St. Joe's and Dayton, I think, were my tops. But, you know, I have so much respect for our league and the coaches in our league. When you look at the Power Fours, then you have the Big East, and there we are, right with the Big East. Where we should be. The A-10 is a basketball conference.
Yes.
And so I truly think, you know, there's going to be upsets. There's some teams that have really improved themselves, and they can get you if you're not ready to play. The middle of the pack of the A-10 is very good as well. So, you know, I love our league. I love the competitiveness, and we've got some really good players. When you look at Dugan, she could be at a Power Four school dominating like Ziegler is for Louisville.
Right.
You got Walton at George Mason. Mm-hmm. Lighten up 42 and Harris. You've got some really good players in this league, and I'm glad they stayed because they put our league on the map. They really do. And so I truly believe it's anyone's game. Obviously, I think Richmond, Davidson, and Mason have the best shot, but I think there are going to be some upsets this year. You're going to be shocked at some of the win losses, and regular season can be anyone's game. Whoever's the most consistent and ready to play every night, it is gonna take the regular season.
It was a two-bid league last year. I don't expect it not to be more than two or more. The Ivy League got three. There's no reason why the A-10 can't this year. We'll be tracking and charting it all season right alongside you, Tammy. Tammy Reese, the head coach at the University of Rhode Island, it is always a pleasure to spend time with you.
Always a pleasure. And Deb, you and me, you got to get up here to Rhode Island. We have to have a free throw shooting contest.
Let's do it.
It's a challenge.
You want to challenge me?
I want to challenge you. I know you take like 1,000 a year. You do a 24-hour, but I'm going to challenge best of 10.
Let's do it. I'll take it. We'll videotape it. We'll put it out there to the world to see.
Yes. And if I lose, I donate to your favorite charity.
Well, you know what that is.
And if you lose, you donate to my favorite charity.
There you go. Here's mine right here. Here's my guy, Frankie. 24 hours, nothing but net. You know, baby, this is it. You're on.
All right, it's a bet.
You are the best. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Deb. Go Roadie.